Armed Forces Day is a chance for the public to show their respect for the Armed Forces community within the local borough, and that's serving members, veterans, reservists, cadets, and military families. I think at a time like this, recruiting always goes up with the armed forces because the awareness is made a higher profile. The whole armed forces concept isn't there as a recruiting tool. It's more of an awareness of what the armed forces do and opportunities for people to show the respect for that. If that means that more people become aware of the armed forces and what they do, be it reservists or regulars, and then choose to join up after that, then it's a knock-on effect from the events and the activities of the week.
How did you get into it? Was it something you always wanted to do?
I left school, joined the army when I was 18. My father had done national service and members of my family had been in the armed forces before. Something I was always interested in. When I left school and was looking for a career, it was something I went along and I was interested in doing. I was a regular soldier with the Royal Tank Regiment, serving in Germany, Northern Ireland and Canada. So as a tank soldier there, when I left the regular army, I joined the Army Reserve in Croydon, and I've been there 16 years now and served with them in Croydon and on operations since. For the Army Reserves now, we'll recruit from 18 to 50 years of age, depending on what trades you're looking to do within the Army and what trades you can bring along with you, possibly for the more senior members that wish to join up. And the event on Saturday will be an opportunity for everybody to come along and see what we do. We're going to have 7 reservist units down there, all displaying the equipment they do and describing the roles that they carry out for the Army Reserve. We take a broad spectrum of people because there's so many different careers and trades within there. And if you've got a broad base of people in there, then you've got talents from loads of areas. So there isn't just one individual, but obviously anything to do with the armed forces and certainly the reserves, we do expect, you know, there is a bit of commitment in there. We like people that are driven, motivated, and people that are looking for something else. But the Army Reserve now isn't just about backing up the armed forces in times of war. Anything that the regular army could be involved with, then the Army Reserve can support that activity. So yes, conflicts, but humanitarian aid, working in disaster areas, supporting the UK with things like flood defences and stuff, and general support for the nation. The reserves can be trained and will be trained to the same level of a regular and can be expected to support their activities. There are obviously times it's demanding, but I think that's half the challenge. But what people enjoy, people that come along to join the Army Reserves are looking for that challenge and looking for something different in their life, and we like to give it.